This episode of MSP Zone brought to you by Stellar Cyber. Join a thriving community of MSSPs. Stellar Cyber, the leading security operations platform for MSSPs and the innovator of OpenXDR, powering 17 and counting of the top 250 MSSPs. At Stellar Cyber, we help you increase revenue and margin, improve performance and productivity with our multi-tier, multi-tenant OpenXDR platform. Learn more at www.stellarcyber.ai.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Welcome. Hope you are having a great day, wherever you may be, in the wide, wide world of managed services. MSP legislation updates. Yeah, I know. Some of you are thinking, oh my God, are we gonna talk about laws and legislation and public policy? Yeah, but we're going to make it fun. We're going to make it interesting, and we're going to give you analysis that you cannot, will not get anywhere else except here. And so let's just jump right in. A lot of you, right, to bring those of you who are not in the know, if you've been living under a rock or been off planet for the last several years, to bring you up to speed, there's been a fairly, you know, growing movement of different legislative groups passing laws that either directly or indirectly name or impact managed service providers, MSPs. And we've been talking a lot about that here because we think that it's important. This is what we do at the MSP Alliance for 22 years. We help guide and provide best practices to the MSP market. And part of what we do is also we work with the external community, people who write laws, people who make public policy, and we try to educate them on, well, what the heck is it that we as MSPs do, because it's very important work and a lot of people don't understand it, partly because it's technical, partly because it's just something that has gone unnoticed for such a long time. Well, there are two articles. They'll both be in the show notes, so definitely encourage you to read both of them. Actually, one is an article, one's a link to a website belonging to the state of Pennsylvania. There is going to be a separate analysis that we are doing. We're just putting the finishing touches on of that Pennsylvania bill. It's not a law yet. I don't believe. I'm pretty sure it's not a law yet. It's passed the state, Pennsylvania state Senate, but it has not been signed into law. I suppose there is a possibility that it may not proceed because of some things that I'll get to, but that's you should read the text of it. We'll put the text of the or link to the text of the bill that I think all MSPs should read, especially if you are residing in the state of or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, or you are an MSP that does business in the state. This would be something that you may want to pay attention to. So let's dive right in and get cracking. We've talked about, you know, general privacy, data security. I'll limit it to data privacy laws like GDPR, California Consumer Protection Act, and things of the like, which are very similar, focused around not MSPs per se, but around data protection, data privacy. That's the main thrust of those types of laws. And yes, they do impact MSPs greatly in some cases, depending on a variety of factors, but that's a group or a classification of laws that currently exist. And yeah, we're seeing movement on those types of laws elsewhere. And then there are other sets of laws that I'll call more security. Now, certainly they aim to protect data, but their chief goal is either cybersecurity and or ransomware specific laws. to curb the plague of cybersecurity attacks and specifically the proliferation of ransomware code and ransomware deployment and the resulting harm that that creates. No explanation should be needed there. Just do a quick Google search and you'll figure that out for yourself. So, two interesting items. First is an article that we actually published a section of the article and put a link to it. It's actually from, last week, we put it into the MSP Alliance newsletter. And the title was MSPs Alerted to the Costs of Potential Security Regulation Changes. That's the title of the article. And it relates to a division of the UK government and the Department for Digital Culture, Media, and Sport, the DCMS. I am not familiar with that group. If you reside in the United Kingdom, maybe that makes more sense to you, but I'm not familiar with that. But apparently there are multiple groups, just starting with this DCMS group and then the I don't know if it's the NIH. I don't think that that's mentioned here, but it sounds like there's more than one group within the UK government that are pushing for additional what I'll classify or what they classified here in the article as network and information systems regulations or NIS regulations. And the UK government is asking for more protection. And they believe that they're going to get more protection from having more laws. Reasonable minds can differ on whether that's a sound policy, but nevertheless, that's their chosen path. And here's where it gets really interesting. And we'll provide the link to this article. You should go read it because I found it very fascinating. If you read the newsletter from the MSP Alliance last week, you probably have seen this. But there are some quotes here that I find troubling. They are troubling because it expresses an opinion that is based in ignorance of what MSPs do. And here's a quote, right? So I'm gonna pull from a quote, which is from a Julia Lopez, the Minister of State for Media, Data, and Digital Infrastructure. And it starts off with, you know, general statement about, you know, supply chain attacks, cyber attacks, and things that are, you know, a fairly bland statement when it comes to its accuracy. I mean, it's a generic statement that is truthful. I have no issues with that statement. It's the second aspect of this that I have an issue with, and the quote actually doesn't mention MSPs, but it, and I can't tell if it was taken from a quote or I can't tell if it is the editor or the author of the article inserting this, but here is the statement. It's not in quotation, so I'm going to assume that it wasn't attributed to anybody. For MSPs that fail to secure their operations and expose customers to risks such as ransomware, the penalties could be substantial, and that has caused concern in the channel. And then it goes on and starts talking to different channel people. And either this is a really big miss on the part of this article, or they are getting wind of something happening in the UK that is specifically thinking of targeting MSPs. Now, I'll state for the record here, you got to be really careful when you're dealing with UK politics, because anytime you put UK politics and MSP, you're almost always going to get Minister for Scottish Parliament. it sounds strange, but MSP in the UK, if you don't work in the IT channel, has a very different meaning, and it's not anything to do with managed services. So keep that in mind. But the author here is correlating this push for national cybersecurity legislation at the UK level with, I would say, a pretty overt accusation. I don't know if it it's not an accusation on it. What is it? It's a their observation or opinion that MSPs are failing to secure their internal operations and they are consequently putting their customers at risk. Now, where have we heard this before? We hear this a lot. And, you know, it's troubling because it really represents a misunderstanding of the MSP market. It really does. And some of you may be saying, well, Charles, are you saying that no MSP has ever been attacked? No, I'm not saying that. Well, Charles, are you saying that no MSP has ever been attacked and compromised and breached? No, I'm not saying that. Or are you saying that no MSP has ever been attacked, breached, and consequently their customers have been harmed because of that? No, I'm not saying that at all either. MSPs are entities like any other entity. They're made up of humans, and humans are fallible. They're not perfect. It has never been our contention that they are perfect. But it is quite the opposite to say that MSPs are more than likely to get hacked than any other organization, which is an inference that is, in my opinion, reading this article, very dripping with that inference. It's very much there in that statement. Because if you agree and believe like I do that the vast majority of MSPs, true proactive MSPs, certified MSPs, do not have habitual failings of their cybersecurity defenses and do not have habitual penetrations and breaches of their networks that cause downstream harm to their customers, then you would look at that statement and say, something is wrong. Something is out of place here. Now, we've talked about this a lot, so I don't want to, you know, whip a dead horse, but it is just interesting to me that here in the UK, you have an example, just like, you know, in Western Europe with GDPR, in the United States with different state laws. We'll get to one of those momentarily. You've got this notion that somehow MSPs are the ones that ought to be reprimanded and brought to bear for all of these cyber attacks. And I got to be honest, I'm getting a little sick of it. I really am. I wish it would stop. Because it's not only is it wrong, but it perpetuates a very incorrect, false narrative about the MSP market that I know and I've studied for more than 20 years. It just doesn't match up to what my experience has been. And there are other explanations for why these beliefs linger and why they exist today. We'll talk about those in future episodes. But nevertheless, be aware of this article. Go read it. Tell me what you think. Maybe you come up with a completely different takeaway than I did. That's fine. I would love to hear your opinions, though, because in that one sentence, it seems to really indicate that MSPs are really just the ones that are dropping the balls. They're the ones that are letting their guard down. They're the ones that are letting all these attacks in that are so easily defended. I don't think that that's accurate at all to the MSP community I know. So, brings us to the second article element of the day, which is the state of Pennsylvania. The great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania recently has passed out of their state senate a piece of legislation that is directly mentioning managed service providers. Now, for those of you who have been listening to the program for a while, reading MSP Alliance for a while, you've probably seen our analysis on, let's say, the Louisiana law that was passed and signed into law, so it's now in effect, it came into effect. It was passed in 2020, and then it went into effect in 2021 in March, and that was the first piece of legislation in the United States. It may be the first piece of legislation anywhere in the world that actually named managed service providers by name. And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is doing kind of a similar thing here. And I would say that this Senate bill is very similar in some ways to the Louisiana law. And if you are unfamiliar with that, I don't want to take up too much time. We'll post a link in the article or in the show notes to that. We have both online, written content you can read, and then we also have previous episodes where we've done some much deeper analysis into the Louisiana law. Essentially, what the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has done here is they have passed a law that is creating it's not a data breach rule because they already have that. What they're doing is going a step further and stating that any MSPs who, and I'll just read from the text of the bill, a managed service provider of information technology in the service of a Commonwealth agency. So in Louisiana, they use a state agency. Here they use the term Commonwealth agency. Basically, what they're saying is, look, if you work for the state, if you're an MSP and you have a state department that falls under this categorization of a Commonwealth agency, I suppose that could be a department. It could be a maybe the Department of Health. Maybe it's their Department of Revenue. Could be their public safety. Could be any number of state groups that fall under a state agency definition. Shall notify the MSP working for that Commonwealth agency. Shall notify an appropriate official of the Commonwealth of the discovery of ransomware or receipt of a ransomware demand within, here's the zinger, 1 hour of the discovery of ransomware or receipt of the ransomware demand. Now, it's a long bill. I don't have time to read all of it. You should go read it. And again, we'll do some separate analysis on this law later on. Here's what you need to know. These laws are coming out, and this is, again, not a law, it's a bill. And if I'm reading this correctly, the bill had a very narrow margin of passage. I think it was something, I don't have it here, but it was not unanimous. The law, the bill that became law in Louisiana was unanimous, if I'm not mistaken, or if it wasn't unanimous, it was almost closely unanimous. This was not unanimous. So there was significant pushback and I can't find it, so I apologize that I'll have to put that into our separate analysis episode. But it's not a foregone conclusion that this will pass, I guess is what I'm saying. And I'm not an expert in Pennsylvania state law. I don't know, what their political situation is. I don't know what the chances are of this thing becoming signed into law are. But you should be aware of it because, again, as we've talked about in previous episodes, they're not the only state in the U.S. who is moving along this path. And do I have a problem with this law? No, I don't. Honestly, if the United Kingdom took a similar track and they said, hey, we want to have some sort of requirement where if a MSP in the state of or in the country of the United Kingdom experiences a cyber attack and they identify ransomware or they have a ransomware demand, that they have an obligation to notify the authorities. I personally think that that's a really helpful law because it's helpful guidance that will leave no doubt as to what the obligations and responsibilities of the MSP are, at least as it pertains to responding to the awareness of a ransomware attack. There is a public policy, a legitimate public need to be notified of such an event if that state agency is employing an MSP to help them with their IT management. I have no problem with this. It does bring up separate questions of, you know, 1 hour. And we will certainly be talking a heck of a lot about this at MSP World, as well as in the future, about the terrific need of MSPs to have not just business continuity plans, but also cyber incident response plans. Because if you don't know what the heck you're doing, you may identify a ransomware incident in your system or in your client's system, and that clock starts to run. And if you don't know what to do, you don't have, you know, a contact list of people you need to contact or call and notify, and proper procedures to be followed to make sure that you safeguard yourselves, but also your customers, and you obey the law, you could end up, you know, in serious trouble just by virtue of you not knowing what to do. And so it argues even more greatly for better documentation of policies and procedures internally for the MSP. Yes, for the customer as well, but at least this Pennsylvania bill is directly aimed at the MSP, not the customer. So what's the consensus? What do we make of this? As I've been telling you folks for 22 years, regulation is coming, or the attempt to regulate is coming, or if not coming, it's here. I think it's here. It's spreading. We're talking to a variety of sources, and we're hearing from them that there's many other states that are passing or contemplating right now, like they're deliberating what types of laws that they would like to pass that are very similar. And in fact, some of them, many of them, I would wager, mention MSPs by name. So does this signal the end of the MSP movement? Absolutely not. There's no way. I've said this before, I'll say it again. There is no way that the world survives without the MSPs. It would just collapse. Sorry, there's just that. I don't mean to sound dramatic, but that's it. There's no reasonable future that I want to participate in where MSPs don't exist and are not protecting their customers from cyber attacks, much less maintaining for their customers their IT systems that they rely upon so much for what they do. So no, I don't think the MSPs are going away. I think what it does is it heightens the need for us to protect ourselves by becoming better at what we do as MSPs, being better prepared for these types of issues to be discussed intelligently, and to advocate aggressively and educate aggressively those who have incorrect opinions or views of the MSP profession. As the previous article, you know, I stated, it's not that they're thinking about passing legislation in the UK concerning MSPs. It's that they pass legislation impacting MSPs thinking that it's the MSPs that are at risk. Now, this Pennsylvania bill does not, in my opinion, make any judgment for or against MSPs, other than the fact that this bill even exists, says one thing. You MSPs, you've arrived. I've said this before. When they start passing laws that talk about you and what you do as a profession, you occupy a very important role in that community. So you want some positive takeaway from this? That's it. Demand for managed services has never been higher. This should be very clear, that article and this Senate bill from Pennsylvania. Very clear to me. Is it perfect? No. I mean, and we'll probably have some things to say to the state of Pennsylvania if they'll hear them. as well as any state that wants to talk about the MSP market and get a better understanding of what it is that you guys do. I think that this is good guidance, though. I think that it doesn't put too onerous a demand on the MSP. And in fact, as we will discuss in future episodes, it greatly enhances your ability as an MSP to leverage this law or this bill to enact change amongst your managed services customers to get them to better protect themselves and allow you as their MSP to protect themselves better, which I think has always been our chief goal and one of our chief obstacles as a profession. Anyway, a lot to unpack there. I'm gonna wrap it up there, and I do encourage you to read these links. The article is a good one. Read the text of the Senate bill from Pennsylvania. Let me know what you think. If you have some different perspectives, I am always open to hearing those. I love to hear from you guys, and that's how I form a lot of my opinions, is talking to all of you MSPs out there and hearing your thoughts on these types of current events. Until next time, that's it.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.